this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Why is it that time drags when you're a little kid?
I don't know.
And yet it speeds up as you're an adult. Well, there's a scientific study that's proven what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Bald Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
I don't necessarily have any details on that. I just thought I'd... Maybe sure. I'll tell you about that coming up. Meet me in the middle, Zed, Maren Morris. Hey, good morning. It's Monday. It's Scott. It's Jenny.
Hey, good morning.
Feeling feisty.
You are?
I'm feeling feisty, Jenny. I really am.
Like feisty in a good fun way or feisty in a mean way?
No. Well, maybe a little of both.
Oh, great. Maybe a little bit. It's going to be a good day for me.
I never realized that Derek Dobies was so close to Dobby.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I'm instantly regretting that comparison that I
made. Oh, this is going to be fantastic. This is going to be fantastic. They asked Mayor Dobby.
Mayor Dobby.
Dobby. Why haven't you run for mayor yet? And he said, he giggled. There was a giggle. There was an audible giggle. Because that's what you do when you're asked if you're running for political office and, you know, running for the highest elected seat, really, in the city of Jackson. You giggle about that because that's how that works. But I think if we give him a sock, he'll be a free mayor. Some type of clothing. We've got to give Mayor Dobby his clothing.
I feel like he needs an Argyle sock. Just what comes to mind.
No, I think he needs anything other than an Argyle sock. Guarantee you that guy's got he's just rocking the Argyle sock. It's nobody's business.
It is nobody's business.
Bet you his middle name is Argyle. Is that wrong?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Monday and I am just feisty. All right, coming up for you, we got some bad news for avocado lovers. I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yep, bad news for avocado lovers. Plus, why does time drag when you're a kid and it flies when you're an adult? There's a psychological reason behind that. It has to do with the firing of your brain.
Interesting. Yes. Are we firing faster? I wonder.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll
coming up for
it.
You here in just a little bit. But in the meantime, I do want to let you know that... are you going to talk about Dr. Dre coming up in the
beat? I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to... Then I won't tell. I do want to talk about some of the best things about being a kid.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
That's on the way. Avocado lovers, I'm very sorry to tell you this, but there's been a recall of avocados.
What?
Yes. Over 6 states, California-grown avocados. Henry Adecavo Avocado Corporation. First off, I love this name. I really do. Henry, you've got to incorporate. Yeah, why? Your avocados are going everywhere. What are you going to call the company? I don't care. Henry Avocados Corporation. You realize that says hack. I don't care.
Done and done.
All right. These particular avocados were distributed around Arizona, California, Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. So if you've gotten an avocado from any of those places, there could be listeria involved. You ever heard of listeria?
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is.
It sounds like something you'd get in the Middle Ages.
Yeah. I've come down with the listeria.
Bring in the death mask. Listeria. It includes fever, muscle aches, headache, and a stiff neck.
Oh.
Sounds like enough to get me out of Monday.
Pass me the avocado.
Here's... What is this? Listeria monocytogens.
Okay.
You ever had a Listeria monocytogen?
Not that I can talk about.
You ever see one? Don't invite it in for coffee. Henry Avocado. This is the actual statement, okay?
Okay.
Henry Avocado. Notice it's not possessive.
Just one.
Just Henry Avocado is issuing voluntary recall out of an abundance of caution due to positive test results on environmental samples taken during a routine government inspection at its California packing facility. I'm going to translate this.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, crap! Hank didn't wash his hands again. His daughter's got the listeria. She was in here on Daddy Comes to Work Day, you know, Daddy Daughter Day. Like, hey, little Hillary, you got the listeria? You better wash. That's what the company said. They recalled products in California grown conventional and organic. Oh, not the organic avocados.
Oh, no.
That's what you get with the organic. Oh, this stuff is grown naturally. It's all grown naturally in a field of wheat and barley.
Turns out you can get listeria in organic, too.
Yeah, but this organic stuff is great, minus the fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, and loss of balance.
Oh, no, I think I have listeria.
Patients may also experience diarrhea as well as convulsions and can be treated with antibiotics. At least it's organic, though.
Do it again.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Now I feel better about things. There we go. Okay, what's happening in Hollywood, kids?
Another long-running show is saying I did a fake laugh.
That was a fake
laugh. Well, I just tried to make you feel good.
No, you did the opposite.
Oh, no. Another long-running show is saying goodbye. Supernatural will be ending after its 15th season. Stars Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki took to Instagram, and they said that they're done. They said, well, it's official. One more round for the Winchester Brothers, he wrote on their Instagram, though nothing really ever ends in Supernatural, does it?
Ooh, probably a movie.
Oh, that's a good idea. You know, the CW president, Mark Pedowitz, had always said that it's going to be relying on Ackles and Padalecki to decide when this is over. The show is currently in its 14th season and recently celebrated its 300th episode. It was renewed back in January for season 15, and it consists of 20 more episodes. So that'll be it's a longstanding show. This show has such a huge following, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, if you think it'll be a movie.
I'm wondering.
I like that.
Well, they say like in the world idea. Of Supernatural,
it never really ends.
Exactly. So.
Ooh, I feel like it had to follow with that.
Yeah, nothing ever ends. Frasier, Roseanne.
Can cheers. I go on? Yeah.
No, Cheers ended.
They've never done it. That would be a fun reboot.
No.
Maybe we should do a Cheers reboot. Anyways, no. Dr. Dre, can we just talk Still about Dre. Dr. Dre? He celebrated his daughter's recent accomplishments, kind of while poking
really?
Fun. Yes.
What did he do? What did he do?
His daughter just got accepted into USC.
Look at that.
18 years old. She wants to get into film school.
On her own merit.
On her own merit.
That is fantastic.
Yes. He kind of poked fun at Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin and that whole, you know, college scandal thing. He took to his Instagram saying, my daughter got accepted into USC all on her own. No jail time.
Wow.
Except for the fact.
Oh, wait a minute. There's something else to it?
Yeah, well, him and also music mogul Jimmy gave $70 million to USC in 2013.
Oh!
$70 million.
$70 million.
Dollars. Yes. To the Academy of the Arts, Technology, and Business of Innovation Center.
Oh, so the school that his daughter got accepted to, he gave basically $70 million for the school to start?
He did. But he called it a donation.
But he left that tweet up, right?
No.
No?
No, he actually kind of took that down.
Oh.
People caught it.
Gotcha.
They caught it. But he took that down.
Well, I mean, Lori Loughlin gave $500,000 so her daughter could get into USC.
Yeah. You know? Uh-huh. Turns out,
she gave 140 times more of that amount.
But she got on. She got in all on her own. It turns out if you call it a donation, that's what makes it acceptable.
Don't you remember the recorded conversations that she had with the college rigging guy that basically... There was the tape conversation, and he said, hey, if anybody calls you, just remember you gave me a $500,000 donation.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was a donation.
Mm-hmm.
So, potato.
potato jail time. JoJo Siwa and Kim Kardashian are kind of rumored to be good friends now. So JoJo Siwa, she originally got her start on Dance Moms.
Why are we talking about the Kardashians?
Well,
So Dance Moms and the Kardashians.
Just throwing it all
right in there. Watch an episode of each one of those, and you'll need an assistant to help you eat.
You'll get the Listeria from the avocados.
I'd rather have Listeria.
So now JoJo is a huge sensation on YouTube. She has a ton of merchandise product, big hair bows. Anyways, so Kim Kardashian's daughter is a huge fan. And at the Nickelodeon's Kids Choice Award, JoJo did an interview that said she's really pumped she gets to work with Kim Kardashian's daughter, Northwest. North is a huge fan of JoJo Siwa's. So
Northwest,
they are going
can't
to
be what? Three
she's
or
like,
four?
No, she's like six now.
Is she really?
Yes. She's getting older. Huge fan of JoJo. And they're going to collaborate on a video.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be some collaboration.
Yes. And by collaboration, JoJo's going to do the video. And by JoJo, I mean Kim Kardashian. Do you love it?
No.
You love it. Your eyes are kind of crossing.
Yes,
a little bit. That's today's beat.
Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. Scott, Jenny here with you. And joining us live in studio, we have got Jan Gansel, Mark Stiles. Jan, of course, from, yep, you're right there. Point right at that, baby. Tunnel to Towers, T2TRun.org. That's right. And then also joining us from ORS, it's Mark. Good morning.
Morning.
Good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Always happy to be here.
Well, Tunnel to Towers coming up. What's the date on that?
May 18th. At 9 o'clock, opening ceremonies will start.
So, but you can sign up right now.
Right now, this very second.
Right, you can do it in your underwear.
I can watch it happen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice. Uh-huh. Now, you've actually joined ORS for the ORS Run Walk Series.
That's correct. 2019 will be our first year as part of their series. We're really excited about it.
Now, in order to do that, you had to add a fun run and a kids run to that, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a stipulation with the races involved. We have 10 races. Adding Jan's race was a big part of our enthusiasm about going forward. And I said to him, if you join, you got to have a kids run, but why wouldn't you? We got some great ideas going there with, maybe chasing the fire truck down the street or, you know, something that just gets the kids involved. And that's all, that's just something we ask of all of our races. But in terms of getting his race into the race series, that was a definite no-brainer. We're really happy to have his race as part of the race series.
The ORS Run Walk Series, when does it start?
Ours is the first race on April 27th, so 4 weeks to get ready for that one. You can register for all of the races at orsraceseries.com, or you can get started by just knowing you want to do the first race, which is our race on April 27th.
And what is our race?
Race is the Orthopedic Rehab Specialist 8K, 5K Superhero Kids Run.
Oh, nice.
Where in our race, the kids dress up in all of their superhero costumes and chase a villain down the street. It's amazing. It's a lot of fun for the kids.
I'm
so
sorry, but you said the kids dress up, so if I wanted to run in this, I couldn't come as Batman?
You can wear whatever you want, Scott.
I've always wanted to run in a cape.
Well, our villain ran in a cape last year, so I mean you can join him, and then we can have the kids kind of scatter throughout the run. But it was so fun to watch the kids get excited about that. Instead of just asking them to run, they actually felt like they were participating. They got to chase the villain, who was Maverick from our East Clinic. Was our villain, and you should have seen him smiling from ear to ear, getting chased up the road. So it's always been part of our mission to get people active and moving, and so to see from the kids all the way through, you know, we had several participants in their 80s doing our 8K, 5K race last year. Not the 8K, but they were participating. And that's, you know, again, what Jan's race is all about, what our race series is all about, is just to get Jackson up and moving. And the more they do that, then the more healthier the community becomes. And then that's kind of the basis for how you grow a community. So
you got a ton of races. Where can they find out about them?
orsraceseries.com has all the information. You can register for all the races right through that website. It takes you to run sign up, but in terms of getting there from the information about the race, go to orsraceseries.com. We've also added a blog with information for runners and walkers to learn about nutritional tips. They can find other race groups to run with if they want to train. There are places around town that have different running training series and things like that. So trying to really grow that website to be informational, but also to you know, to help people get active in the running and walk community. And with 10 races throughout the year, I mean, there's certainly time to get involved and get out there. So,
all right, we're going to talk a little bit more about this coming up in just a minute. Maybe play a game, give you a chance to win a couple of entries into the T2T race coming up as well. Ariana Grande, 7 rings. I got to get my Voldemort costume out for that villain series.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, looking for two contestants right now, 768-4-HITS, 768-34s. Followed by an 8. Someone's going to play along with Jan and Mark from the Tunnel to Towers race series, which is coming up. The date on that one more time?
May 18th.
May 18th. You can get signed up right now. Two choices, t2trun.com, or you can go to
orsraceseries.com.
There it is. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Kalana.
Alana. All right, Alana.
Kalana.
Kalana. All right, Kalana. I like that. I've never heard that before. Kalana. Very pretty. All right, Kalana, you are the first caller. We need one more at 768-4-HITS. 768-34s followed by an 8. Kalana, you are the first caller, so you get to choose. Would you like to play with Mark and Jan, who successfully put together a run-walk series? Jan, who has put together Tunnel to Towers for the last 3 years now and has grown this event to just tremendous proportions. Or would you like to play with Jenny, who hasn't cleaned her minivan in 4 weeks?
I'll go with the first.
You'll go with the first. That's probably Jan.
All right.
And Mark. 768-4-HITS, 768-34s, followed by an 8 up for grabs. We have got two entries into the Tunnel to Towers race series. And we've also got 10 free coffees to Kelly Express, Mark. And I'm going to throw in a, what are we going to do here? How about a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics. 768-4-HITS, 768-34s, followed by an 8. All right, Kalana, I'm going to let you take first crack at this question. We need one more contestant right now, though. Here is the question. Name something, top four answers on the board, name something parents might forbid their teenager to do until their grades improve. Oh. Top four answers on the board. Name something parents might forbid their teenager to do until their grades improve. Kalana, Jan, and Mark, you guys are up first.
What do you think? I think we... I've got teenagers at home, and I know what we do when their grades are not.
Cell phone usage.
Cell phone usage.
There you go.
I'm going to preface this with... I got to look and see when the trademark on this game is, though. Because that was one of my first guesses, but no, it's not there.
Oh.
It's not there. That's my go-to.
Oh, really? You need a new resource there.
I know. Hold on a second. I want to find out when this was trademarked, because this is ridiculous. 2016, and nobody's taking away cell phones?
Well, you can't argue with the judges.
No, you can't. Don't argue with the judges. All right, Jen, it's up to you.
Okay, I think no TV time.
No TV time. Take away the TV, and wouldn't you know it, after I flipped through everything like that, I lost the page the question was on.
Now, if that's not up there, that's a really old book.
Right,
that's
right. They had TVs. Turned out they had TVs in 2016.
They did have TVs in 2016.
Now, if she said no color TV, take away the color TV, then we know what we're working with here.
All right, this is show host era. I got to take a break. Kalana, stay on the line for me. We will be right back. All right, I'll tell you this. I've automatically lost 5 points this morning. I can't believe I've done this, but in trying to find the copyright date on the Family Feud booklet of questions, I actually lost the question, and I can't find it. So, Kalana, you've automatically won, all right?
All right.
But we're going to play anyway. I've got a new question. Are you up for it, Kalana?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. This is perfect for Mark Stiles from Orthopedic Rehab Specialists and Jan Gansel from Tunnel to Tower. And you're going to take on Jenny. Here we go. Which part of the body do people injure the most when exercising? Top four answers on the board. We'll let Kalana, Mark, and Jan go first. Which part of the body do people injure the most when exercising?
What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you think, Kalana?
Ankle.
All right. Show me ankle. Ankle is the number four answer. Number four answer is ankle. So, Jenny, what do you think?
I'm going to go with shoulder.
Shoulder. Show me shoulder. No.
Oh, no.
Start with me
just
with the shoulder.
Some people.
Yeah, just.
Well, I can tell you from my experience, knees. My knees
yeah.
are.
Yep. Man, brother. Knee. Number three answer is knee.
Wow.
Give me another one. Mark, Jan.
How about your
Kalana?
Hands?
Injure your hands?
Yeah, I broke my hand playing basketball. Yeah.
Show me hand. Not there. Nope. Jenny got another one.
What about elbow?
Elbow. Show me elbow. Not there. This is broader than the knee, but same geographic region.
The leg.
Yes, the leg is the number two answer. Need one more. It's the number one answer. Name something people injure the most when exercising.
Do I get to play? I mean,
yes,
I see these people every day.
Yeah, Mark, I was going
to
say.
We're waiting for you to chime in here.
Orthopedic rehab specialist, Mark.
Ice pack on the line. Come on.
Well, I would say if for the exercising, I would say the, what are we missing there? Did you say shoulder?
Yep, shoulder was in there.
So was his arm separate from shoulder?
I mean, you could say arm. You could say arm.
What was that?
Back.
What'd you say, Kalana?
Your back.
Back?
Yeah, I mean.
You want to go back?
Yeah, we'll say back.
Let's see. You should listen to Kalana right there.
Kalana!
Yes. Back is the number one answer. So name a part of the body people injure the most when exercising. Number one, back. Number two, leg. Number three, knee. And number four, ankle.
Right.
Swept the board.
And so all four of those answers, if you have those things, give us a call.
There you go. Orthopedic Rehab Specialist.
877-202-2175.
And the ORS Run Walk Series gets underway when?
April 27th is a first race. It's the ORS 8K 5K. And then we have nine additional races after that, including our new race for 2019, which is Tunnel to Towers.
And Kalana, you just received a pair of entries into the Tunnel to Towers race.
We've got VIP passes for the after show.
And the after show is going to feature
Matt Williams. Oh, wait a minute. I think, Scott, you're going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. But Matt Williams is the one you really want to come see.
Well, you know, we'll hear you first.
But, all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to be singing, Kalana.
No, he's not.
I'm going to perform my first aria right there. Do you want to hear a little bit of it? No? All right, then. Hey, Kalana, what station just made you a winner?
KFI 1.3.
Close enough. Okay, well, I've been teasing it. Jenny, I'm caught. I'm caught. I can't get out.
You got it.
All right. Whew. I got caught in the microphone. Everything was dragging me in. Been teasing it all morning. Why?
Why?
Why does time drag when you're a kid, but it starts to move faster the older you get? Well, there's a scientific reason for it. Why did I get my headphones caught in the microphone? Look like a child with my head caught in the banister. Time's going so slow.
Help me.
So here's the reason. Here's the reason. By the way, it's Scott and Jenny. Good morning. Thanks a lot for being here. There's a scientist in Duke. He's actually a professor of mechanical engineering.
Okay.
And what does this have to do with children? That's probably your question.
That's what I was thinking.
What is a professor of engineering, mechanical engineering, doing, postulating anything that has to do with why memories are slower for children, why time seems to go slower for kids and go faster as adults? Well, here it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Has to do with, for computer savvy, processing speed.
Oh.
Look at a baby, okay? When a baby's looking around, what do those eyes do? They're going everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just darting everywhere.
Right. Trying to figure it out.
There's a lot of visual stimulation coming in, and the brain is processing all of that because it's so new.
Oh, okay.
Put a baby in front of a ceiling fan.
They're entertained forever.
Ever! Put an adult by a ceiling fan. You know why?
It's fine.
Hot.
So hot in here.
They've seen the ceiling fan before. There's nothing new. There's nothing new to process. So as a child, things move slower because your brain is just trying to process everything that's going on around it. Now, for example, you take a child to downtown Jackson. Mm-hmm. All right. They're looking around. Pretty buildings.
Sure.
Tall buildings.
Everywhere.
Big buildings everywhere.
Yeah.
All right? You've got different smells. You got the Jackson Coffee Company. They're cooking up stuff. You know, they're baking them beans.
Yeah.
Roasting them beans.
Love it.
You go by Chilango's. You smell the queso.
Oh, the queso. Oh,
the queso. Then you go down the road, and you got the Chase Sports Bar. You go by there's a toy store downtown
yes,
now.
Yeah, yep.
See all the city officials walking around. It's all new. All of a sudden, you see a guy wearing a cape and a cowl and a fanny pack. Captain Jackson's
it's
there.
It's a lot to take in.
To a child, they're like, my gosh, it's a superhero.
We have our own.
To an adult, you're like, he hasn't been locked up yet.
That's where you go. That's yes. Instantly where you go.
Still walking around free. Huh.
Free man.
So basically, the human mind senses time changing when the perceived images change.
Okay.
So when you see Captain Jackson the first time, things slow down. You're processing, what am I seeing right now? The present is different than the past because the mental image has changed, not because somebody, the clock is ringing or something
sure.
to that effect.
Okay.
So days seem to last longer in your youth because the young mind receives more images during one day than the mind in old age.
That's really interesting.
That's what I was thinking. Makes me kind of want to watch Captain Jackson again. See if I can take in some new stains. I'm a sucker for modern art. It's K105.3, Jackson's Hit Music Station. Scott, Jenny, here with you this morning. And also joining us here, all the way, a senior at Northwest, it's Sloan Bladowski. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning.
And also joining us here, Victoria, you're over at JPEC.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
It's Victoria Sosinski, right?
Sosinski.
Sosinski.
Close enough.
Sosinski?
Yeah.
You probably get that screwed up a lot.
Yeah.
You've got, that's Sosinski and Bladowski.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow. You guys, good thing you can do hair, because those last names, they can be a little tough here.
Yeah.
They can be. So you guys are a part of the Jackson Area Career Center's cosmetology program.
Yes, we are.
So, Victoria, how long have you been involved with that?
2 years now.
All right. What have you learned while you're there?
A whole lot, actually.
Really?
A lot about hair, makeup, facials, doing nails, doing acrylic nails, manicures, pedicures, a whole bunch of stuff.
Sloan, what about you?
We've learned about hair, makeup, and they really prepare us to step out into the real world for our careers, and I'm very confident for the next few months.
Do you think you guys will pursue a career in cosmetology then?
I want to, yeah.
All right, so you're going to go get a chair, and then you're just going to start
mm-hmm.
with the hair cutting and
yep.
the beautifying and everything to that effect.
Definitely.
Do they teach? I've always wondered, because there's a fine art to being, and we talked about this last week,
mm-hmm.
the etiquette of a beauty shop or a barber shop. Do they
yeah.
teach you anything? I know they do a lot to tell you how to do hair, probably the business end of things, but do they teach you how to make conversation and how to recognize that there's someone that just doesn't want to talk while they're getting their hair did?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's a big part of our grade, making sure not only do we know the technical side of doing hair, but like the conversation side. And talking with people and figuring out who wants to talk and what they want to talk about and making sure we're polite and courteous to
That's
everybody.
Victoria Sloan, would you take offense then if someone came in and they're obviously not a talker? Have you learned not to take offense to that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because I tell you what, if I'm sitting down, that's my time to relax.
See, I'm the opposite. I want to have a conversation.
I don't.
Because,
no.
Well, but it takes a lot of time to get my hair this color. And so, you know, we have to have some time.
Right.
So we have to, you know, we have a good amount of time together. So my hairstylist and I are good friends.
Right. Otherwise, it's like 2 hours or 3 hours of silence.
Right. Right.
Which is blissful. Are you kidding me?
No, but then that's that awkward because you're literally staring at them through the mirror.
No.
What are you going to do? Just
close
stare at each
eyes.
Other?
You're going to close your eyes for 3 hours.
We do get some sleepers.
Oh
yeah. People
I
do sleep.
Knocked myself out for 3 hours. That's
I didn't know that was an
me.
Option.
Yes. I bring in a pillow. I yeah. vacuum it off. Of course, you guys don't have vacuums at the beauty shop, but at the barber shop, they got a shop vac and they'll just... They do. It's got the brush on there. They clean you right off when you're done.
We should do that.
At least they did several years ago. Anyway, we are talking with Sloan and Victoria about the Jackson Area Career Center's cosmetology programs, their 10th annual hair and makeup and fashion competition. This year's theme is Works of Modern Art. It's going on Wednesday. What time does it start at the Potter Center?
6 p.m.
All right, so what can I expect when I walk in at 6?
Well, you're going to walk in at 6 to an empty stage. But
all right. Okay.
So expect an empty stage, but all of the seniors from our school and a couple others are going to be presenting their models that they've worked for weeks on. Personally, I've been working for 2 months. I don't know about everybody else, but they're going to present their models and give a speech, and then all of the juniors are going to bring all of their mannequins up and show off their mannequins, and then everyone will get judged.
So the juniors get mannequins.
Juniors get mannequins.
And the seniors get live models.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to talk to you about that coming up here in just a little bit. Can you guys stick around?
Yep.
All right. Don't go anywhere. Be right back. Let's see. Akara Scars to your beautiful. It's K105.3. We are back with some Jackson Area Career Center cosmetology students. They've got their big show coming up this Wednesday, 6 o'clock at the Jackson College Potter Center is when the models will take the stage. And the doors open at 5. It's absolutely free. What I love about this is that there's other organizations throughout the Jackson Area Career Center. They're a part of it. The agri-science team, they are putting together all the floral arrangements. Also, there's going to be the ROTC. They're going to be in uniform and escort the models.
Very nice.
It's an experience as well. Visual communication students are going to photograph the event, and the National Technical Honor Society students are going to be receiving donations at the door as well. The theme of this event is Works of Modern Art. Now, is that just for the seniors? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yep, that's just for the seniors. The juniors have their own theme for it's just fantasy, so they are free to do whatever they want.
Okay, that voice is that of Victoria Sosinski?
Sosinski, yep.
Sosinski, all right. And also joining us, Sloan Bladowski here. You're a senior at Northwest.
Yes.
All right. And what made you want to get into the cosmetology program?
When I was little, I would do horse shows, and we had to cake makeup on our face, and I hated it. But eventually I got used to it, and I loved to do my own. And I was like, I could do this for a living. I love to make people feel confident with themselves.
Well, that's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, that is really cool.
I like that. What is it like then, Victoria, when, okay, and I'm going back. I don't know if they still do this. Okay, it's been, obviously, I'm a bald man. It's been a long time since I've been. But they used to, when I'd sit down in the chair, the first thing that they do, what's the first thing they do when they sit you in the chair?
They put the cape on.
Yeah, they turn you around, though, first. They get you away from the mirror. At least that's what they did. Maybe they just didn't want to look at me the whole time. That's what they do to me. They turn you around. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there's another job where you sit and someone watches everything that you're doing as part of your job if you're facing the mirror. So, Sloan, when you cut someone's hair, do you turn them towards the mirror or away from the mirror?
I keep them away from the mirror until I'm all done. Then they can see the final.
It's like an unveiling.
Unveiling, yep.
I don't like that.
Victoria, what about you?
It depends on what I'm doing. Sometimes they'll stay facing the mirror, but if I need them to move around a little, I'll move them around.
Okay. Does that make the conversation then easier if they're facing the mirror? Because you can make eye contact in the mirror as opposed to...
Yeah. It helps, but it's not always necessary.
I always wonder what they're doing when I'm not facing the mirror. Like maybe they're just making a sandwich behind me. They're just clipping the sizzy, you know, they got the clippers on or something. They'll occasionally touch me. They're just eating a ham sandwich over there. I don't know.
That's a good idea. I should do that.
You should give it a shot.
Yeah.
Sloan and Victoria will be amongst so many others that are going to be a part of this great event. It's coming up Wednesday at the Potter Center. Doors open at 5. Admission is free, and the show will start at 6. And all, if you want to bring a cash donation, it'll go to Go Hungry for Hunger. Ladies, break a leg on Wednesday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much
for
being here.
Us.
Well, we appreciate you being out. Jenny, it's Monday, and a lot of times you want to try something new. You ever want to try something new on a Monday?
Course.
It's a new week.
Sure.
You want to try something new. You think you wake up, you think, you know what? I've been doing this for a while. I want to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you live in Appleton, Wisconsin, that could turn out to be an arrest.
No way.
Yes. Police arrested a man by the his name is Zhengsha Yang.
Okay.
Right, this past Friday. He went into a local credit union, mm-hmm. wearing a mask, displayed a weapon, left with money.
That's not okay.
No, it's not. According to the criminal complaint, he asked for $10,000 from Community First Credit Union. Now, when you go in and rob a bank, first and foremost, if you're dumb enough to rob a bank, mm-hmm. obviously you're dumb enough to ask for a specific amount of money. Now, Jenny, were you to rob a bank?
Uh-huh.
I'll just take $5,505, please. That's it.
Thank you.
Can I get a receipt for that? No.
No, of course not.
Empty the register.
Yes.
Give me everything.
It all. Give it all to me.
Everything.
Oh.
Make it quick. No, he asked for $10,000.
Specifically.
Specifically $10,000.
Oh, man. Come on.
And then he left the credit union.
Sure. All as right. you do.
Wearing the mask.
Oh.
While the police were alerted. Short time later, an officer in the immediate area noticed a masked man fitting the description in the parking lot of the credit union.
Stop it. He didn't even leave.
Officer wow. arrested the man.
Sure, sure.
Identified as Yang. And when the police asked him, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? He said, well, I decided to try something new today, so I robbed a bank.
That should never be on your list of new things to try.
No.
Ever.
Skydiving.
Sure.
Maybe.
Riding a bike to work. Sure.
Tainted avocados. Listeria.
Sure, I'll give that a shot.
Maybe I'll go get some Tyson chicken strips and give those a shot, because there's a danger of salmonella. That'll be infinitely easier than robbing a bank and going to prison, federal prison.
Come on, man.
So needless to say, he's going to be trying something new once he's sentenced. Jenny, that's going to do it for me.
You got to get out of here.
I got to get out of here. Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that,
don't get caught.